أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. Today is 6th of September 2020. Here again in Rishadul Umma WhatsApp group class, we continue our lessons. And as such, I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Inshallah, in our previous class, we talked about al-lafzu, or al-kalam, which is a word. And we discussed the different kinds of different components that compose to make a word, and whatever it entails. And as such, I believe every one of us is conversant with what a word is, even from the spelling alone. And just as we have it in other languages, same way we have it in Arabic. Then we talked about the three things that we're referring to whenever we're talking about a word, which are the noun, which is al-ismu, then the verb, which is al-fi'lu, then al-harfu, which is the particle, that is ordinary letters that does not give meaning, or you say the conjunctions that doesn't give meaning on their own until and unless other words acted upon them. For example, and, if, or those ones. So today, inshallah, according to the procession, the book we are using, we are supposed to take Abul I'rab. We are supposed to take Al I'rab. But I see no benefit in taking I'rab when we don't actually know much about Al Fi'lu and others. So I'm trying to take along with us those of us that might not have the knowledge of Arabic before now, so as to not be like a rush to them. So we would try to jump this topic to Babul Af'al. You jump the other one after it. You jump the Babul I'rab. Then you jump Bab Ma'rifati Alamat Al-I'rab. You also jump Babu first. You jump first to Mu'arabat min al-Asma. So you jump all those ones down to Babul Af'al. Let's take the Af'al. So once we are done with Af'al, we'll come back to Al-I'rab, because we're actually going to be mentioning Af'al inside those Babul I'rab, and then it would sound something strange and new to some of us who have no knowledge of the language before. So in order for us to take ourselves all together all at the same time, I would want us to take this Babul Af'al. And then for us who have known Af'al before, we should also pay attention, because there are still some things I believe we can still learn, one or two things from it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it as easy for us and as simple as it can. Now, Babul Af'al. When we're talking about Al-Af'al, we mean verbs. Al-Af'al, Af'al is a plural form of fi'lu. We have Al-Fi'lu, which is a verb. We have Al-Fi'lani, which means two verbs, and then we have Al-Af'al, which is a plural. So as usual, I'm writing, and I will send you the picture of it, so you have it too. Al-Af'al, Al-Af'al. Now, Al-Fi'lu, verb, a verb. just single one. Al-fi'lani, two verbs. You see two verbs. Then al-af'ali, verbs. That's plural. Singular, dual, and plural. You see now, one of the things which Arabic is also distinguished with, one of the things that makes Arabic a standard language among its sister languages, is the fact that they have this dual. So the Arabic is a semantic language. I mean a semantic language. We are talking about languages that are from the same family of the polysemy. Polysemy. What we mean by polysemy is they are rich in nature. Example of those languages are something like Hebrew. Yeah, Hebrew is close to Arabic. Then there are some other languages like that are dead, like the languages of Prophet Musa and others. So they are sisters to Arabic language. We call them al-lughat as-samiya. Al-lughat as-samiya. That's what we call them. Semantic languages. So you can Google about semantic languages and read about it and see, and then know some important things about them. So they are rich in nature, just like in Arabic. In English we have singular and plural, as against what we have in Arabic, we have singular, dual, and plural. In English there are a lot of complications. When you want to say you, you're talking about one singular. You want to say plural, you. So it will be you. Well, but in Arabic, we differentiate between them. The same thing in Arabic, if you want to refer to one, we'll use a word singular. If you want to refer to two, there is still a word for it. And if you want to refer to three upward, we'll have a word for it. That is why Al-Jama'u starts from three. In Arabic, from three in Arabic. So singular we call it al-mufradu, al-mufrad. So you should be taking note of them now. Al-mufrad. Dual we call them al-muthanna, al-muthanna. Then plural we call it al-jam'u. So take note of those things, because they are keywords we are actually going to be using, even as that those verb that we jumped, we will be mentioning them. Then if you don't know them, it will become complicated to you. So but once knowing them now would make things easier for you as we go on. Now let's come back to our class so we don't make things complicated for you. Al-af'al. We're talking about verbs. Al-af'al, as we know, are divided into three parts. Verbs are divided into three parts. We have a past tense. You know, verb are tenses, so don't be confused. Verb are tenses. We don't say past verb, we say past tense. We have past tense, we have present tense, we have present continuous, we have past participle, we have this and that all to the end in English. But here in Arabic, just as we did in the words, we will have a noun, a verb, and a particle, while others would follow later without mentioning conjunction, adjective, interjection, and others. same way in af'al, we also simplify. What do we do? We classify it into just three. So from that three, every other person will take its own, every other one will take its own way from them. They will take their branches. They are just sub-kind. They are not kind. Like past participle is a sub-kind of past tense. Present continuous is a sub-kind of present tense. So without even mentioning them and doing others, what makes you to understand that this one is a past participle is the usage. What makes you understand that this one is a present continuous tense is the usage. So if the usage is what is going to make you to know it, but there is no particular sign that will make you to understand this is a past participle, then there is no need mentioning it again and again. So now in Arabic, what do we have? He says, the author says, al-af'al salasa. Al-af'al salasa. So let's call it anwa'ul af'al. Kinds of verb. Anwa'ul af'al. Kinds of verb. Number one, he says, ماضي. We have الفعل الماضي. Yes, I will call it الفعل الماضي. Then number two, we says we have الفعل المضارع. مضارع. Number three, we say أمر. Now he gave examples. ضرب يضرب يضرب. ضرب is past tense. Yadribu is present tense. Idrib is command tense. So what he's saying is al-fi'lu madi, which is past tense, al-fi'lu mudari, which is present tense, al-fi'lu amr, which is command tense. And the example for past tense is daraba, and an example for present tense is yadribu, an example for command tense is idrib. Now what you will look at here is he actually divided them into three parts: madi, mudari, and amr, and that is what it is in Arabic. And then he gave an example with using one word to set an example for the three kinds: daraba, yadribu, idrib. For example, in English, in past tense, we say went. Then in the present tense, we say going. Then in the command tense, we say go. So you see go, going, went. But in Arabic, it is very, very rare. There is 98.99999% chances that word will look similar without changes. What will change there is just some letters that I will teach you how to fix in. Once you fix them in, you already have what you want. That is why in Arabic, what they start with is a past tense. And in some of their doctrine, their school of thought, some of them are of the opinion that a word is gotten from past tense. Like the root word of a word is from its past tense. Even though it's a very weak opinion, but then whatever you are doing in Arabic, you still have to start from the past tense. That was their proof. But it actually does not mean, the fact that we are starting from the past tense does not mean the root word is from the past tense. It's just a nominal verb, as we will call it, a nominal verb. Now, listen very carefully. A past tense, fi'lu madi, fi'lu mudari, wa fi'lu amri. Al fi'lu madi, what do you mean by fi'lu madi? A past tense. Fi'lu madi is a good example of fi'lu madi is daraba, as he has mentioned. Daraba. Mind you, in this aspect, we shouldn't be too mindful of meanings here now. I would write the meaning for you, then you will just have to know them and memorize them. Why I ask you not to mind meaning is there are some words that we'll bring in here. These words connote more than one meaning. They connote more than a meaning. For a good example is this Doroba. You can get 6 or 7 meanings out of it. It depends on how you use it in the sentence. That is what will tell you the meaning. So I will just give you one of the meanings so you take it. Doroba, for example, to beat. To beat. So we say to beat. You see, when we say to beat, it's a nominal verb. It's not actually a noun, but it's a nominal verb. Because it's also translated as he beats. Doroba, to beat, or he beats. So, this is a past tense. A good example of another example of fi'il madi is jalasa. To sit, or he sat. Jalasa, to sit, or he sat. Another example of fi'il madi is akala. Akala. To eat, or he ate. To eat food, or he ate the food. Akala. Then another example is naama. Naama. To sleep, or he slept. To sleep, or he slept. To sleep, or he slept. Then another example is karuma. Karuma. To honor, or he honored. To honor, or he honored. You see, these are 5 good examples of a past tense. Fi'il al-madi. Al-fi'il al-madi. Past tense. Why do I bring these different verbs? It's for emphasis. I brought them here for emphasis. So, there are other ones that have also some some structure, but then take these 3 structure that I gave you in form of 5 verbs. The first one, the second one, the third one, they have all from the same class. Before we start to, you know, we have Arabic morphology, which is as ilm al-sarf. Probably when we are done with an-nahwu, we can try to take ilm al-sarf, because it is sarf that will tell you how to extract out a word from another one, how to bring out a fi'il mudhari from another one, from a fi'il madhi, how to bring out a fi'il amri from a fi'il mudhari, how to bring out a noun from a fi'il madhi. So sarf, which is Arabic morphology, is what is going to teach you that. But here in Arabic, in Nahu, we are talking about the last letters of a word. Don't forget that. But every other thing I'm giving you here is part of sarf. But then I think it's very important you know them, because there are things that will aid in telling you what we are doing here. So I'm just like diving into sarf a little bit to explain what we have here. It's actually not in your book, so you have to pay proper attention. Doroba, jalasa, and akala are from the same family. You see, I have an arrow to cover the 3 of them. What do I mean by they are from the same family? If you look at their structure, their build-up, they are from the same family. Number one, they are 3 letter words. Number 2, they have fatha, 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 all true. Fatha, fatha, fatha. Jalasa, fatha, fatha, fatha. Akala, fatha, fatha, fatha. They have fatha, 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 all true. Anytime anytime you see a word with those 3 letter words, if that word is starting a sentence, anytime you see a word starting a sentence and this word has 3 letters and those 3 letters carries fatha, 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 that word is a verb and it is a past tense. It's not just a verb, but a past tense. Al-fi'il al-madi must end with fatha at the end. Al-fi'il al-madi must end with fatha at the end, or any other thing that can come with it, like a harf, like waw, alif, and others. We will talk about those ones when we go to Babul I'rab. Same reason why I wanted us to jump that I'rab. So, when you hear them in I'rab talk about fi'lu madi mabni ala al-fatha. Al-fi'lu al-madi mabni ala al-fatha. What do we mean by mabni ala al-fatha? It's just like they are telling you the verb is built on fatha. That is, the end of it has fatha. Either al-zahira ala akhirihi or muqaddara. You see that the fatha is obvious, is there for you to see, or you are just assuming the fatha to be there. So anytime, put it in mind that fi'lu madi has fatha at the end. So you see those three verbs, daraba, jalasa, akala, they are from the same family of past tense. Then the second one, nama, is from its different family. We call them al-af'al al-mu'talla. Al-af'al al-mu'talla. What we mean by al-mu'tal? You already know what af'al is, so you shouldn't be bothering again. What we mean by al-mu'tal is something that has illa. And al-illa is what we call imperfection. Something that has a defect. It has a fault. What is that fault there? Why do we say it has a fault? We agree that it is still the three-letter words, Nun, Alif, and Mim. But then this Alif that is after this Nun is a half letter. Because it's just more or less a sound. It's not a complete letter. It's a sound. So we cannot call them three-letter words here. We'll say they are two-letter words in form of three-letter words. What makes them two-letter words? It is that imperfect letter that comes in, which is alif al-mad. Nama. Nama. Everyone of us, if you have learned Tajweed before, or you have learned how to read the Quran before, they will tell you that alif al-mad can never take fatha, and it can never take kasra, and can never take dhamma. Whenever you put fatha kasra on dhamma to read, you have already turned it to alfu. A complete alif and not longer a mad, because a mad is a sound. Fatha, kasra, dhamma, they are all sounds. They are all vowel sounds. Fatha, kasra, dhamma are short vowel sounds. Why alif al mad, waw al mad, and ya al mad are long vowel sounds. So a sound cannot take another sound. Because of that, we call it imperfect letter. So that is what we call harful illa. Harful illa. And when harful illa entered it, we would call the verb al-fi'lul mu'tal. Its family is now al-af'al al-mu'talla. Take note of that. It's also a past tense. Its structure is that it will have fatha at the beginning, then at the end it will have fatha also. Because fi'lu madi, past tense, is always built on fatha at the end. Now, a good example of this one too is qala. Another family of nama is qala. Qala. Qala rajulani. If you have never heard of nama, you must have heard of qala. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you must have heard of qala. Qala is also part of the family because it also has alif al-mad at the middle. And that alif al-mad is also an imperfect letter. And an imperfect letter entering a verb makes it a fi'lun mu'tallun. And the family is called al-af'al al-mu'talla in general. Now the third one. This third one, I brought it here so you shouldn't be confused. Don't go and think that it's every time that all the three letters will have fatha, 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 fatha. That is why I had to brought it here. Because this one is from the... Each one, it's a verb that has dhamma at the middle. It has dhamma at the middle. But then, when it has dhamma at the middle, does this change what is at the end? No. It will still remain fatha. Does this change what is at the beginning? No. It still remains fatha. So, you still see karuma, karuma, to honor, or he honored. So the fact that the fatha at the beginning and the middle are stable means that now tells us that, okay, what we are actually looking at is the beginning and the end, to know what we are you going to use to denote a past tense. It's the beginning at the end for us to know the past tense, and what is the sound that is at the beginning and the end? It's always fatha. So that is what we call so what we have here now is three kinds of verb. The first one we have fa'ala. The second one we also have fa'ala in form of fa'ala, but we call it fa'ala also. Why we call it fa'ala? Because we are just assuming that alif is also a complete letter, but then deep down we know it's an imperfect letter, so we still class it in the class of fa'ala. Then in the third one we have karuma, as in the form of fa'ula, fa'ula. So we also have ones that will go as fa'ila, for example aqila, aqila, to be sensible, to be sensible, or he made sense. To be sensible about something, or he made sense. So, you see, this is another one, which is fa'ila. So, everything is built upon that table. In a nutshell, what we're talking about here is, let me just go in all through. Since we're already talking about the sarafna, let me go in full time. We say fa'ala, we have fa'ala. Okay, let me call it, I think we'll stop and fill madi. Then in our next class, we'll take fill mudari. Then before we take fill amri, then we'll come back to babul murabat, so that we will not rush things. Now, what I have done is, what I'm trying to do is, I'm giving you the awzan. Awzan al-af'al. The scales of verbs. Mind you, I'm going to give you just little ones, because we have like 18 awzan, 18 scales. We have like 18 scales, but then you take the one that you need for now. So just know them as, for knowing sake, by the time we are done with Nahaw, we'll go full time into Sarf, but then you will know what we are doing. But I think you should just have a glimpse of what we are going to be doing there. Now, what I'm saying is, wa fa'ala, fa'ala. Then we have okay, let me now give you the mudori, because even the fa'ala itself, it's subdivided. We have fa'ala yaf'alu, fa'ala yaf'ilu, fa'ala yaf'ulu. Okay, fa'ala yaf'alu. Let me try and just give you five. Yaf'alu. This fa'ala yaf'alu, what it means, it's a skill, do. It's a skill which we use to weigh your verbs. It is a past tense and a present tense together. This is one of the forms of making your past tense and your present tense and classifying them into the right classes. But then there are easier ways of making fi'l mudari, which is present tense. Fi'l mudari, present tense, or present continuous tense. There are easier ways of making it. I would give you that one on Wednesday, inshallah, when we want to talk about fi'l mudari. For now, just take the skills. Then, fa'ala yaf'alu, a good example of fa'ala yaf'alu is daraba. Daraba. Then the fi'l mudari would be yadribu. Daraba yadribu. Don't mind me, the pictures I'm going to be sending you might be rough, but like it can be scattered, it can be much, but then just try and understand what I'm trying to tell you. Doroba Yadribu. How do I weigh this? If I want to weigh this Doroba Yadribu now, I will put it inside a box. Now let me bring in Fa'ala first. Let me bring in Fa'ala. 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 Now I will draw a line down. I'll bring in Doroba. Doroba. I will draw in a line again from the ayin. Now you will discover that the fa corresponds with the dot, and the fa has fatha, dot has fatha too. The ayin corresponds with the ro. The ayin has fatha, the ro has fatha too. The lam corresponds with the ba. The lam has fatha, the ba has fatha too. The same thing applicable to the yadribu. The yaf alu. Fa'ala yaf'ilu. Yaf'ilu, sorry, not yaf'alu. Fa'ala yaf'ilu. The ayin has kasra. Yaf'ilu is the first one. Now, daraba yadribu. Yaf'ilu. Now, bringing my yadribu down. Yadribu. With the same logic, you discover that the ya corresponds with the first ya, the fa corresponds with my dod, the ayin corresponds with my ro, and the ba corresponds with my lam. And looking at them, they have just exactly the same thing. The ya has fatha, the second ya of yadribu has fatha, the fa of yaf'al, yaf'ilu has sukun, the dod of yadribu has sukun, the ayin of yaf'ilu has kasra, the ra of yadribu has kasra, the lam of yaf'ilu has dhamma, the ba of yadribu has dhamma. You see how it is scaled? That is what we are talking about. So on this, you can be putting every other verb that comes into this family. Another one is jalasa. Jalasa. The verb, the present tense is yajlisu. Yajlisu. So now if I ask you, which family is this one? You need not look, you need not put them into the table as I put them before. You know that it is from this same family, fa'ala yaf'ilu, because the lam in the yajlisu is having kasra too. Then the jalasa corresponds with fa'ala, the yajlisu corresponds with yaf'ilu. But now let's look at the third one, which brings about the second skill. Fa'ala yaf'ulu. Yaf'ulu. When you are listening to this audio clip, this audio record, it's very much important you also please do some pick do some writing, and I'm writing that, and I'll snap for you. You can copy it out before you listen to, try to copy the thing out before you listen to it, because it's very important. As you are listening to it, be looking at them, then you would get the picture of it, because I'm writing it as I'm saying it. Now, fa'ala yaf'ulu. Example. Let's say mithal. Mithal means example. Like in Hausa we say misali. Mithal means example. Akala. Akala. And the present tense is ya'kulu. How do I weigh it now? We'll bring in my fa'ala down. Fa'ala. Then bring my yaf. Olu. Also down. Then whatever I want to weigh on it, I'll bring it down. Aka. La. Alif and fa. Ain and kaf, lam and lam. They go with each other. Okay, yaf, ya, kulu. So now you see that fa'ala and akala, they correspond. Fatah, 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 fatah. Here, yaf'ilu, yaf'ulu, sorry. Fatah, sukun, dhamma, dhamma. Just they correspond at the table. The table is explanatory. You don't need a soothsayer to come and be saying magic and all that. This thing, it's explanatory. Now, this is the second one. The third one is the third one is fa'ala, number three. Wa fa'ala yaf'alu with fatha now. Yaf'alu. Misal. Misal, we have dhahaba. Yadhhabu. Dhahaba is to go, or you see he went. Yadhhabu, he is going. Dhahaba to go, or he went. Yadhhabu, he is going. They are translated. Now, putting it in the same scale, you discover that from now on, you should know that what we are doing is not hard. So, it's just for you to pay proper attention. Just pay proper attention to what we're doing, and you get everything. Yaf'alu. Fa'ala yaf'alu. We have the ha ba. Then in the yaf'alu section, yaz-ha-bu. That is just it. That is number three. Then the number four, we'll now go to this mu'tal. The number four, this nama, yanamu, that has arfu illa. What we actually call it, it falls under this fa'ala yaf'alu. It falls under this zahaba yazhabu. Like we say, fa'ala, we categorize and we put nama to it. Nama. Because it can actually go, this one is also, this one is a sound. And why alif is also a sound like fatha. It can go with fatha. So ain having fatha does not change the fact that alif under here is also fatha, because it itself is a long fatha. If it was kasra, if it was ya, we say it is kasra. If it was waw, we put it in the category of dhamma. But here is a fatha, so we leave it here. Then yanamu yaf'alu. Yaf'alu, we'll bring it to also yanamu. Yanamu. So you can see what you now did in the fi'l mudhari was to take the fatha from the big, from the ayn that is before fa, and give it to the fa. And then from the take the sukun of the fa and give it to the ayin in the yanamu. That is what it is. Just a change. Changing a taqdim wa ta'khir is accepted in Arabic language. So it also falls in this scale. Then quickly, number four, which will be the last one we'll take here. We'll have second to the last one. Number four, we'll have fa'ila. Fa'ila. Yaf'ilu. We also have the fa'ila to be as much as the fa'ala. Even the fa'ala is not complete here, but I'm just giving you the ones you will need for now. So fa'ila, example, misal, we have aqila. Aqila, ya'qilu. تلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالم يعقل عقل يعقل عقل يعقل. I give you the meaning of عقل is to be sensible or to make sense, to make sense or to it can also be translated as to understand, to comprehend, like as Allah uses it, وما يعقلها إلا العالم. It's not comprehended unless by those who knows. So yaqilu, it also means to comprehend, because it's from aqlu itself, means brain. Okay, now the scale would be like this: fa'ila, aqila, aqila. You see it now. Then ya'qilu, yaf'ilu, to be like this, ya'qilu. Ya'qilu, yaf'ilu. So it's not hard. By this, you can know how to put every other one in scale. The third one is the fifth one. Sorry, keep on making mistakes in these numbers. The fifth one is fa'ula. Yaf'ulu. Yaf'ulu. We will have mithal. Karuma. Karuma. Yak. Rumu. That's where you have Azuma. Ya'azumu. Kabura. Yakburu. So putting them in scale would look like fa'ula. Karuma. Karuma. Then yef. Yef'ulu would give you yakrumu. Yakrum, yakrum, according to the base of the word. Why others will say yakrum, others will pronounce it as yakrum, but then karuma yakrum is what is best pronounced according to the scale. So you can see that those scales of awzan of fi'l, this awzan will fi'l, those scales of verbs, what they are here to do is to teach you what classes they belong. It's not for you to start putting any verb that is given to you in any class you want. No. To smart. Wala tunqas alayha. You just take them as they come, and you don't do qiyas on them. Take them as they are and don't do qiyas. Yours is to know this is the family they belong. This one belongs to this one belongs to this. Because it will get to a time we'll enter, we'll just say, min babi fa'ala yaf'ulu. So we'll not have to come back and be doing all those ones again. It's just for you to understand, okay, this is what we're talking about. That's why I'm taking my time to give you all those ones. So now, you can see that today, we've been able to do something in Filu Maldi. We did give some examples of Filu Maldi, and then I give you some awzan of fi'l. So inshallah, in our next class, we'll move to al-fi'l al-mudari. So try and get some examples of fi'l al-madi to yourself. Get examples of fi'l al-madi, look at them, and then if there is anyone we don't mention here, which is also a past tense, and you wish to, because there are some that I have not mentioned. Yeah, there are some that it's signs are letters, not sound, not fatha and kasra and dhamma. So if you find anyone like that and you wish you want to know, please feel free to use the same medium to ask your question as you used to do before. And then just a quick recap for what we've done today. We did al-af'al, a verb. And we mentioned that verb is divided into three parts. The first one is ba al-fi'l al-madi, which is past tense. Then the second one is al-fi'l al-mudari, present tense. The third one is fi'l al-amri, which is command tense. And we gave an example of present tense, which is, for example, daraba. An example of present tense or a continuous tense is yadribu. And an example of past tense is idrib, an example of a command verb is idrib. Now, we also made mention of some verbs. We gave example of past tense like daraba, jalasa, akala, nama, karuma, and aqila. And we mentioned that a past tense is distinguished by the end of its letter. How do we know if a verb is a past tense or a present tense? The most simplest thing we use to denote a past tense is the fact that at the end it will have fatha once it is three letter words. So we dealt with three letter words today. So anytime it is three letter word, it will have fatha at the end. We call it mabniyun alal fatha. Mabniyun alal fatha. It is built on fatha. You will see al-zahiratu ala akhirihi. You see that the fatha is obvious at the end of the verb. That is the last letter of the verb. It's obvious and you can see it. Or al-muqaddara. Or that fatha is assumed to be there when necessary. So we'll see this one as we go further, inshallah. But this is what we're going to take for fi'l al-madi now. In our next class, we'll go to fi'l al-mudari, then after which we'll go to fi'l al-amri before we go back to our babul i'rab, and then come down through and continue again. Haza wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I still remain your brother, Muhammad Tasir Al-Fatih.